How do you keep up to date with industry software and services? With interviews and demonstrations to keep you informed and up to date, here is a great investment of your time. So be sure to catch every episode of the TechSplained series. And remember to hit like and subscribe. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the TechSplained series. Those of us who started managing many years ago remember the hassle of keys. I was only a small property management business way back, and my bunch weighed a ton. In the last number of years, smart lock solutions have been springing forth, promising you saved time, convenience for guests, and no more lost keys. Today, we're learning about one of those solutions. Today, my guest is Peter, who will explain to me about Ringo. Hello, Peter. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Thank you very much for coming along today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. Peter, as usual, we're going to launch straight into it. Can you please tell us in one sentence, what does Ringo do?
So Ringo is a device that can turn any door into a smart door. So that means that you can basically control it or open it from remote or, you know, from near.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, any phone. Yeah.
Yeah, great. And that's front door of the building and front door of the property.
Yes. If the apartment or accommodation is in the apartment building, you can open even the apartment building door.
Yeah, lovely. Okay. So as per our new format, we're going to do some screen sharing. So can you show us, can you take us through what is it like to start working with Ringo and what do we see?
Okay. So I'm going to share my desktop. Just a second. Mm-hmm. Can you see my screen?
Not yet. Yep, there we go. Yep, logging in.
All right. So this is basically our user interface. I'm going to just log in with my account right here. Okay. So here I have, you know, a couple of doors. One is demo door just for showing, you know, usage here. And here are actually my two, you know, actually real door. So building and Peter Power apartment. So this is actually a real apartment here in Slovenia, in Ljubljana. And you can see that I have a picture here of the front door of the building and the picture of my apartment door. So when the guests arrive, they can immediately recognize that door.
Great.
So here, actually, we have digital keys. I'll show you, and here are my, you know, active valid digital keys and expired digital keys. You can see that I've had some guests, and I'm going to just give you a quick, you know, let's say scenario. So I can create a key for me and I can choose even the date or schedule. For today, I'm going to just, you know, use date. And I'm going to say that it's valid, let's say, until tomorrow. And I'm going to, you know, see that I have access to building and Peter Pan apartment, and I'm gonna generate digital key. So here the digital key was created, and you can see it here in the lower how to say
list.
Yes. So I'm gonna actually now copy this link, and I'm gonna share it to myself. You know, just for the purpose of, you know, showing the demonstration.
Yeah.
And from here on, I'm going to share my screen of my phone so you can actually see how I can open the apartment. So,
So you shared it on WhatsApp?
I shared it on SMS. This is messages from iPhone.
Aha.
So but, now, can you see my screen again?
Yeah, you have to put away the iPhone message. Yes, I can see your phone screen.
Okay, so see, now I'm going to messages, and here you can actually just give me a second. I need to like do this to receive the message. Okay, here it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say that I'm a guest and I, as a host, I sent, you know, a message with a digital key to a guest. So the guest then clicks this link. It opens in a browser, and now I have, you know, option to open both doors. So there is no more settings around it. guest doesn't need to register, doesn't need to download anything. It's basically, he just clicks a link and it can be from WhatsApp, it can be from email, it can be from any channel you want.
Yeah.
And let's say that I want to open a building door. It says, you know, do you still want to open door? Because we want to prevent a pocket opening, you know, by mistake.
Yeah.
So I can then open, and right now I actually opened the building in Ljubljana, in Slovenia, right now. But because it's building, you know, it's going to lock it back in like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So I'm going to now stop sharing my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to return back to our user interface.
Yeah.
Here. And I'm going to show you, just a second, my doors. Okay. And I'm going to show you history of locks. And see, Peter opened via digital key 1208, which was 1 minute ago, with the status okay. And that means that I have successfully opened the building door, although I am not at the location of the building. And all these digital footprints can be then logged in into our system.
Okay.
So it's very visual.
Can I start asking some questions there? Because we've jumped ahead and we've got the key. I would like to know, how do you add a door?
So I add a door here really simply, you know, with a button. And I, you know, say like, okay, so the user is Peter. And I'm going to select myself. I say like, you know, entry door, let's say 3. And I select which city it is, just for information.
Yeah.
And then here is really important. I need to enter some kind of a ID, which we already, you know, put this kind of devices, which are here. And you can see each device has its own ID.
Yeah.
So if I put like 318 inside, the system will recognize the ID of the box, which is installed in the apartment. And I can even select the number of relays, because we can actually support up to 15 relays, which means that we can open up to 15 doors with one device, because some buildings have, you know, garages, parking lots, ramps, maybe, you know, 3 doors to enter the apartment, and so on.
Yeah. And, okay, great. So once you've purchased the box, you install the box, and then you come to the dashboard and actually enter that box, all the details for that property, that box for the doors.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then you've got the list of your doors. Now then tell me, you created that digital key quite manually. You do integrate with PMS, or you, I think on your website, it says channel managers.
Yes.
What sort of integration is there, and how automated is it?
Yeah, so we provide API, which is up to the newest standards. So anybody can integrate it. And we have already integrations with channel managers, property managers, even sports centers, and so on. So yes, it's really easy to connect. Like, you know, it's a standard in the industry. So no problem there.
Yeah. Okay. So when you created you just created the guest user. When you have cleaners, do you allocate a key for the cleaner, and then you always know when the cleaner is coming in or out?
Yes, yes. Okay. We allocate a digital key so the cleaner can get a notification, and we always know when the cleaner entered the apartment, so we are sure that apartment is being cleaned.
Yeah. Now, one of my questions is, when you have a guest that's registered for the booking, right? For example, you're getting the booking information from a channel manager or from your website. And you have that guest. Let's say there are 4 people staying in the apartment. How do the other 3 guests get access to a key?
Yeah. So we can create 4 digital keys, or they share their own key, because it can be copied and shared with each other.
Right. So
it's like a physical key, but you know, you can multiply it really easy with digital.
Okay, yeah. So if I get my code sent to me on WhatsApp, I can forward that to the other guests and they all have access. So how is this key allocated? Is this key allocated to a mobile phone, and then the mobile phone can share how they want?
You can actually copy the link, because, you know, each time that I'm sharing a digital key is basically an encrypted link. And this link, you know, can be shared in any channel. It's like copying a website link.
Okay. So that means if there's a group of cleaners and one has been allocated to clean a property, the key can be shared with the new cleaner. So that's all right, sharing the thingy. Okay. Yes.
And we can anytime cancel the old key because, you know, all the time when we are creating a new key, the new code is generated, which is, again, unique. So the old code doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. So when you are pulling in a booking from Channel Manager, it's automatically, it's set for when the guest arrives and it turns off, it deletes itself on day of checkout.
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. And then you can override it as the property manager if they want a late checkout or something. Okay.
Yes.
So that's all automated. And what about, can you set notifications? So let's say I want to know that my guest is actually in the door. Can you set notifications?
Yes. You can send it to email or WhatsApp or any other channel you want.
Once the guest has initiated that first door open. Okay.
Yes.
Great. And so one of my issues I have with smart locks is that two questions. Do you need Wi-Fi to open the front door? To open the door, do you need Wi-Fi?
Well, our devices, first of all, you know, it's an IoT device, which means that it can be connected directly to the lock without, you know, being installed inside of the keyhole, inside of the cylinder.
Yeah.
And this device has three options. Wi-Fi connection, it can have like PoE, power over Ethernet, which means directly internet cable into our device, or we can insert a SIM card. So we can support all the connectivity here. So, you know, if some property doesn't have a good Wi-Fi, we can make sure that they can have other options. Mm-hmm. And not just that, we have also sensors inside which analyze Wi-Fi, because some guests, you know, they say like Wi-Fi devices or routers are, you know, devices from hell. Mm-hmm. And you know, they have a lot of problems with them. And, you know, you have buildings where there are like, 100 interventions from other signals, because some company maybe is sharing the office in that building and has really strong routers, and then maybe a neighbor and so on. So it can be a lot of interference, and this device can learn that and, you know, focus on that one that works, which is, you know, the owner's one.
Yeah. Can you stop sharing screen? I just want to keep having a chat. I want to see you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So the question is though, if the guest is walking to the building, and they've just arrived in a foreign country and they don't have data on their phone, do they need data on their phone to go unlock?
Yes, okay. They do. Okay. And, you know, we are a company who is ready for the future. And we believe, you know, that data shouldn't be a problem anymore, even now today, and especially not in the future. Because, you know, if I can go to US and have a couple of gigs, you know, or I can pre-purchase, you know, some data plan before I go there, anybody can do that. So it shouldn't be a problem anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and all the cities, usually they have like free Wi-Fi hotspots and so on. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the other question is, and this is the one that freaks me out the most, because I always have this issue. If your phone is flat, so would you still advise people to have a key in the flat anyway for the guest? You know, they can always keep it on themselves for emergencies, because that's what I would do, because I can't rely on my phone having battery when I'm arriving.
We advise our customers to keep the keys in the apartments also for the elderly guests, because, you know, not everybody has a smartphone, right? So in that case, you know, you still need to let know the host that you need a key, right? At certain point, right? Mm-hmm. So you call them and they can open the doors for you remotely. So you can enter the building, enter the apartment, and then from that moment on, you can use the keys and you're fine.
Okay, good. So we still have the old-fashioned stuff as well for the oldies.
Yes.
All the ones whose battery dies on their phone. Okay. Now, just one question out of curiosity. So with these smart locks, if I've got the thing on my phone, how far away can you be to unlock the door? I noticed on your example, the front door only stayed open for 4 seconds. But what is the range for these boxes and that thing on your phone, the link on your phone? Just out of interest.
Yeah, I'll say indefinite. I mean, it can be, you can be in Sydney, Australia, and open the door in Europe, or the other way around. It doesn't matter. And you know, because it's not a smart lock, it's like a clicker. Like, so we work on relay technology, which means that it can be opened in 1 second. So if you click in Sydney, the door will open now, because we use, you know, different architecture in our servers, you know, combining, you know, Australian ones with European ones. So basically, if a guest is located and with geofence, you know, it says it's in Europe, it will use the nearest server site and it will unlock the door in 1 second.
Okay, that's great. Now, one thing that I did mention to you before we started was the guest gets sent the link via text or WhatsApp or what have you, and you don't have an app. So my point to you when we discussed earlier was that I don't want to be fishing around through my texts or my WhatsApps to find the link when I'm going to the front door. But you have a solution for that. So can you explain that?
Yeah. First, the solution is, of course, you know, when you get the link, you can actually save it on your, let's say, phone, like on a home screen. Mm. You know, you can just, you know, every browser has this option, you know, share it, and you can just share it on your home screen, and it will appear as an app, although it isn't. It's just a link with a picture. And you click it, and you can open the door, and you don't have to, like, you know, search for it. The second thing is, you know, when we started developing Gringo, we talked to many, many, you know, hosts, and I was also, you know, a host, still am. And, you know, what people said, the first thing to us is don't develop just another app, because, you know, we have integrations with Airbnb, Booking, etc., and channel managers. So they already use those kind of apps, not just another app. And I think frustration is great from the guest when it comes in front of the building and figure out, okay, now I have to download the app, register an account, and you know, imagine if there is like a wind and pouring hard rain outside of the building and you're just standing there and doing that. So it can be a nightmare.
If the guest, okay, so let's say I used to send my arrival instructions 1 week and then 2 days before arrival. Yeah. Can I send the guest the link 2 days before arrival? It won't unlock the door, obviously, but can they save that to their home screen already before they've arrived? Okay, great.
They will just get like a beautiful notification and say, this is the digital key, which does not yet work. It will work in the future. And it says date when and where, and they can still save it because it's still a link, but it doesn't let them to show the door.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what about if, is there a link on there that says, hey, we're here early? You know, I know check-in is at 2, but our plane landed early and, you know, can we get in? Is there a way on that page that they can get in touch with you if there's a problem?
Yeah, they can call us, you know, or they can call a landlord or a host.
Yeah.
And then they had to manually change the timing.
Yeah, okay. But it's possible. But I'm saying is the contact detail on that screen with the link is?
Yes.
Easy.
Yes.
Great. Okay. Now, the Ringo box that you showed us before, that box is what gets installed inside the apartment, right? Now, that needs a few parts, right? So it needs Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Oh, no. So it needs Wi-Fi. It needs electricity. So basically, it needs to be connected to the power. And at the same time, we can connect it to the door lock. It doesn't matter which kind of door lock you have. You can have a classic one. You can have electric one. You can have a magnetic one. It can be even sliding door. For us, it doesn't matter because this device can actually fit to all. And at the same time, it can be also connected to intercom system. And here it goes again. We are totally independent because it can be like 30 years old intercom or the newest one, which are, you know, really complex visual and sound recognition, all that stuff. And we can open any lock and any intercom system.
Mm-hmm. So it runs on power as opposed to batteries, because a lot of these ones run on battery. So this is power. So my question is, if there's a blackout, I've been experiencing a lot of blackouts here. So that was my question. If there's a blackout, how long does it take for that box to reset, or does it have to reset when the power comes on? I mean,
Is it seconds. Just instant?
Seconds. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No,
this is a really simple device. You know, it's only like a couple of electronics inside, nothing really complex, because we only call this a bridge between the door and our, you know, cloud. And, you know, we say that we are a software company, not even a hardware company, because 90% of all our solution is software. And this is just a bridge for now, because we believe that in the future, everybody will have, you know, smart doors, digital doors, because, you know, we have a smart home. And, you know, in the future, everybody will have already connected door to certain cloud. And at that point, we're going to just be let's say, operating system.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, door operating system. One question that you mentioned that about smart doors. I did see on your website about smart doors and opening your door without taking the phone out of your pocket. Now, is that something really that's for private use, for homes, for the owner, or can the guest do that too? No, the guest can't do that.
No, because at that point, you need an app. And that app needs to be installed in the phone, on the phone. So that's why it's more for homeowners.
Yeah.
And the technology behind it, it's NFC, near field communication. And you need to just come close, like up to 10 centimeters, and the door will recognize your ID and it will just unlock in like 1 second.
Yeah, because it was a little while ago, but I sort of realized that, hey, these smart locks, we can use them for ourselves. It's not just for guests. Yeah. Oh, I like this hands-free bags, hands full with shopping bags, and you can open the door with your hips. Yep, great.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, you mentioned online check-in. Now, in Australia, I never had to do, you know, take passport copies and things like that and send them to the police. Is that the sort of thing that you're talking about with the online check-in? Is it documents?
Yeah. Yeah, in Europe, and especially, let's say, in Slovenia, we have strict rules, you know, GDPR.
Yeah.
And, you know, you cannot really take a copy of a password. You cannot, you know, keep a copy of a password. So we have here authorities that can offer you API, and we have integration with some of them. And, you know, we sent basically an online form, which guests, you know, fills in his own privacy. And those data gets automatically directly to the authority. So we don't see it, we don't keep it, we don't manage it, we don't make copies. It's directly to the police, to the authorities, appropriate authorities, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. So if the booking comes through on a channel manager or whatever, the booking comes through, at what point does the guest get notified that they need to do this?
Yeah.
Can you set
channel managers? Channel managers can even have their own solutions. Many of them already do. Mm-hmm. You know, this our online solution is online check-in solution is more for hosts who have like one or two apartments and don't use a channel manager.
Yeah.
But yeah, they can send it with the digital key or separately, and they can decide when or how many days before the arrival and so on.
Okay. Oh, so with the digital key, it's not too late.
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, I suppose it's just a recording of it. Okay. Well, we're going to move on with the other questions. What is your unique selling point? Do you have one?
Yeah, I believe we have three, actually. Because, you know, a lot of, you know, let's say companies who offer, you know, access control to the accommodations, they offer different solutions, like from smart locks, from, you know, different appliances to open doors, you know, sync devices with intercoms. But in the end, you know, me also as a host, I tried many because I was looking for this kind of solution, and just decided, you know, that opportunity is too big to miss out on it. So we started developing the IoT device, which can be, you know, I think the greatest advantage is that we can actually fit to all door or locks, all intercom systems, because, you know, this device can fit. It doesn't matter which kind of system you're using, because everything that has electricity, we can open it. And I think this is the biggest advantage. The second one is, you know, like I mentioned before, Wi-Fi analytics, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, people think because they just take Wi-Fi for granted. And if it's not working, and sometimes it's working, but the signal is too weak, you know, probably when you try to Google something with 3G signal on your phone, it just doesn't work. It's the same with these devices, right? So we have this inside, we measure, we analyze, and our device learns. So basically kind of small AI inside that can make your experience much better. And we are all about the experience. And the third, I would say, it's subscription, because we are a business model with subscription, and not just, you know, that we want to have like a repetitive revenue. We are not charging for hardware. So basically you get this for free. And if something gets wrong with any device, you get a new one. So there is no new versions. There is not like with smart locks, right? So now we have this Bluetooth device, which works with, you know, this technology and this, and then it's on version 4 and you have to buy a new one. No, with us, it's always the same. And if there is a necessity for a new one, we send you a new one and we replace it. So you always are, you know, in touch with the newest trends, new technologies all the time. So that is all about the subscription, right? And we also offer support on location, because always we hire a professional to come and install this. Mm-hmm. So the experience must be really, really seamless. And not just that, we also understand how, you know, some hosts are working, because we have professional hosts who are working like all year around, and we have, you know, let's say, opportunity host. You know, when there is like a big concert in the city and, or like Olympics now in Paris and everybody wants to rent their apartment right now and all the families are moving out so they can actually earn some more money, we have a plan for that. So you can have like a seasonal pause. You can rent from, you know, today to tomorrow and then stop. We have a pay-per-use subscription.
Yeah. So that's basically one of my questions about how much does it cost. So you've got the two choices. You can have it all year round, pay monthly, and you can have a pay as you go. If you just rent for, you know, a short time in the year or sporadically through the year, you just pay for when you use it. So can you give us an idea of the pricing then of the per month for the year or the other sporadic one? Yeah.
So maybe first just about, you know, our profile of the customers, because, you know, we serve 70% Airbnb hosts and let's say 30% are the rest, like sports centers, homeowners, and so on. So, you know, our price range is basically from €1 a month. So with no hardware costs, just €1 a month for homeowners, you know, those who are having, you know, personal digital keys for the family, you know, to see when the teenager is coming back from school and get a notification about it and so on. Mm-hmm. And then we have up to €60 per month, you know, for, let's say, fitness centers who have 500 members, which means 500 digital keys being used almost every day, right? So let's say Airbnb host is around €30 per month, which we calculated approximately like €1 per day or, you know, per guest, which is, I think, in our case, really fair.
Yeah, that's great. And is there then, okay, so the box is free. You do have to pay for installation. But of course, you know, if there's a power and it's got to connect to the door and the intercom, then, you know, you would want the installer. And you would arrange the installer in whatever city you're in so they know what they're doing. Okay.
Yes, we are building, you know, the huge network of partners wherever we go. You know, in right now you can actually order it, I don't know, in Mexico, and we will find an appropriate partner there in no time, because, you know, we are always, you know, expanding our business, and so far we haven't had any problems, you know, because people like more business, and if you offer more business, people will grab it.
Yeah. Now, also, I forgot to double check when you were sharing the screen, but if I was to get that link from you and keep it on my homepage because I want the key, easy access. What does that icon look like? Is that my brand or yours?
It's our brand. It says like a big R because, you know, it's like Favicon, which you put also on the website.
Yeah.
And then it copies that data and saves it as an application. Yeah. But of course, you know, we are open also to white label. So if you are a company that manages multiple accommodations, you know, and you would like to have a, you know, white label, of course, this is also possible.
You can accommodate that. Great. Yes. Or you can make it happen. Good. Okay. So you did touch on, you know, the different locations like Mexico. So your users, your property manager, the hosts, they can be anywhere in the world. It's global.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now then also, given that you give them the box for free, they have to pay for installation and they're paying as you go or monthly. Is there a contract?
For Flex users, because we have two plans, like Pro and Flex. For Pro is a contract, which is a minimum 1 year. Yeah. And at that point, you know, they can cancel anytime. But for Flex users, there is no contract. You know, they just pay for the first installation. And, you know, at that point, they can use it whenever they want.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Look, I've come to the end of the usual questions. Was there something that we didn't touch on about Ringo that we should know?
Good question.
I saved the best for last.
What is important?
Why would I use your product? Why would I use your product?
So, you know, good question, you know, because, you know, if you are fed up, you know, if you have multiple properties, let's say, and you have different doors, you know, you have armor doors on some location and on some classic doors. And, you know, at certain point, you need to use like mobile data. And in certain point, like you need to use a Wi-Fi. And at a certain point, you have like a garage door or a parking door fence or something. If you want to have like one solution to cover it all, then Ringo is for you, because, you know, no more headaches, no more different solutions, no more, you know, battery checkups if one goes out and we have to charge that one and so on. So it's like all in one solution that can take care of take care of any entry, then Ringo is for you.
Okay, I've got one more question. So yeah, you were talking about channel managers, and you're saying that the majority of your users are Airbnb hosts. So Airbnb hosts aren't usually on channels, channel managers, sorry. So are you integrated with Airbnb? So if I have a property and I get a booking from Airbnb, will that go seamlessly through?
We are in the process of integration, not yet finished, but in the process. But when I say Airbnb user host, I actually mean, you know, like vacation or apartment vacation rental, short-term rental in the city, in multi-apartment buildings, you know, all that. It's not just Airbnb. You know, we have multiple users from different booking platforms. And, you know, yes, you can have one apartment and not using a channel manager, or you can have a channel manager and have multiple apartments. So it's just, you know, the term that everybody knows, and we are, you know, sticking to that term. So anybody can understand it really quickly.
Yeah. But you're not integrated with any PMS yet.
Oh, we are. We are integrated. Yes. Just not, you know, with really famous ones. Maybe I can give you like one name from which is called Hostfully.
Yeah,
if you know it, okay, yeah, that's the one. Otherwise, we all work with many others, but I think the Hostfully is the most famous one for now.
Okay. Well, we are familiar with all the PMS, but we'll check your website for the others. Peter, this has been lovely to learn about Ringo. Honestly, until you got nominated for Shorties, good luck with that. I hadn't heard of Ringo, so great to learn about Ringo. Thank you very, very much for your time.
Thank you for inviting me. Would love to share. And if anybody has any other questions, I'm available on LinkedIn and everywhere else. You can find us, get in touch, and we can actually do demo presentations for you guys if needed.
Yep. And I will pop the link in the description below. If you have any questions for Peter, pop them in the comments below. Thank you very much and good luck for the Shorties.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to catch up on ones you've missed, just head to thetechsplainedseries.com. Or if you're short for time, you can head to thetechminis.com, where you'll find extra short interviews. See you next time.